want to have a voice, they should be able to share it with the board anytime they want, at any point. So having it secluded from us, I think I appreciate that Yolanda and Carol are going to meet with different groups and give them an unfiltered process to, you know, have your ear and have your, to provide you with their insight. I think that's great, and that will give you a lens onto what you, your experience as holding these processes across different districts as you have, you'll be able to pull from that a lot of the information you need to put into this process. So I just, that's my whole perspective on it. I think we do have opportunities throughout to provide access to people, either through the board itself, by reaching out. They have public comment. They've always been not shy about offering their insight through the public comment process, but also, you know, you are planning to meet with people, so I think that's key.
Thank you, Trustee Hall. Are you done?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Would any other trustee like to weigh in on that? I would. I would have to agree with Trustee Hall. I think, you know, what's really critical is the privacy issue or component of that, of the process. And I think if that is not held, you know, to strict to be very private, I think some people won't apply. Quite honestly, I think that would happen. And I think we are going to, we have a lot of stakeholder groups and on the list, and there's probably going to be more added once we get to that slide. But I would agree with Trustee Hall on what she just said. Any other board member want to mention, say anything, or not? We can move on. Go ahead, Dr. Rogers.
I'm sorry, I was muted. Okay, there we go. So after meeting with the board last week, one-on-one with Carol and I, well, 1 to 2, I would say, what themes emerged was the importance of student success and student achievement, the also importance of being able to rebuild trust with the community and someone that's trustworthy. Also, one that is transparency is really important, and a superintendent that's an effective communicator, not just with the board, but with the community, with students, with the elected officials, and one coming in with vision. We heard visionary, being able to have some foresight and related to increasing enrollment, for example, fiscal knowledge and expertise. And before I continue, I want to share that these themes, we pulled from if three or more board members spoke to this. And so these are representation of three or more board members in terms of the themes we pulled out. So fiscal knowledge and expertise, one that's collaborative in their leadership style, who's able to trust their team, but also build and support and move them along in terms of building leadership within. Valuing community input. Equity and social justice was a theme that permeated, as well as the ability to work collaboratively and effectively with community partners and elected officials. Big focus, as we are in the middle of COVID, came up was bringing students and staff back after COVID. One who's prepared to work with that and understands the demographics of the community, the needs of the community. It's a large district. East side, west side have different needs, and that was very clear in our one-on-ones. And one that's visible, a superintendent was visible, who's not only visible out in the public, but also on school sites, being available and seen by the district as well as community. And then someone coming with a wide range of experiences, considering the needs of the district and the direction that the board would like to continue going. So I have questions and answers. Any comments on this, I should say?
Okay.
Okay, if not, we'll continue.
Yes,
I did want to say something. I mean, I think it's important for the community to understand that if we have that many input themes that are with three or more people, I think we're pretty much on the same page as to the leadership qualities of this new superintendent. I think we have to have faith in the process as we go through, that we will be able to address these issues with the next hire. I think that's really, really important. I think as and that's one of the reasons I think it will make for a good board for looking at the applicants and picking out the best leader for the district.
Okay, we'll continue on. So the stakeholder groups that came out of our dialogue and proposed were meeting with all the labor groups, the teachers union, classified union, counselors, supervisors, administrative meetings, but also some committees, the CBOC, Audit and Finance Committee, DPAC, DLAC, the Council of Student Presidents, Filipino Advisory, and Black Minds Matter are stakeholder groups that were presented to us to connect with. And just to reiterate that anyone that has an interest will be able to provide input on this on a survey, as well as some intimate time with representatives from these particular stakeholder groups. And a couple of prompts. We have four questions that we propose to use in our stakeholder group conversation. The first one being, what aspirations do you have for Sweetwater School District? What are the immediate and long-term leadership challenges the next superintendent will face? And what are the desired professional experiences and personal characteristics that you would like the next superintendent to bring to the position? And the last question is, what is it about Sweetwater Unified School District and the larger community that would attract a proven educational leader to the district? So this is time for discussion regarding the next part of the process when it comes to stakeholder groups and the prompts for which we would propose.
Go ahead, Vice President Solis.
Thank you, President Segura, and thank you, Dr. Rogers. Yes, it's a great list. The thing I think I did see was either PIKE or Mano a Mano Foundation, or the Latin Latino perspective. But I think other than that, it's a great list. So thank you for that.
So just to clarify, Trustee Solis, you would like to add that those two groups to that are.
If everybody's okay with that, that would work.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's whatever the board, the trustees want. I don't have to vote on it. I think it's just as a time. This is where you would, you know, add anybody that you felt was important. So that's good with me. Go ahead, Trustee Tarantino.
So I would recommend like councils throughout the district.
Frank, you're breaking up a little. Could you say that again?
I would recommend that we include representatives from the various school site councils at the school sites. Was that clear?
Yes, representatives from the school site councils at the various sites. I think that's a good idea.
I think that's what the DPAC and the DLAC do, is they bring together all the different representatives across those different councils from the schools together, and they work on things district-wide. So I think it's captured in the DPAC and DLAC. So as long as they're not just meeting with the officers of those two committees, I think they're going to capture a lot of the same people that would be on the school site councils. And I also support having more of the Latino voice, so that I support the suggestions by Mr. Solis. And if we have an educator, a Latino educator, a committee or association, that they might want to be included in the process.
Might I suggest ADE, Association of ASSA Educators, might be one that we could actually include in that list as well. And I'd also like to follow up with a little bit more. I'm wary and hesitant of picking out leadership teams or leadership individuals or folks that have been involved in leadership at the district level, site level, to continue to inform what the everyday person at the district, I mean, at the district or in the communities is doing. I would actually suggest that, you know, some of the cafeteria worker groups, which are more on the ground, that are more involved on the day-to-day with not only the community, but the needs of the community and the issues facing the community, be included. They are not attached to a hierarchy, and they are not attached to leadership groups, but rather they are more everyday folks like us that can actually give us a better understanding of what issues face the community and what type leadership styles and what expectations we should have for the leadership of our district.
All right, thank you for that. I wanted to check in with Mr. Tarantino. Are you do you believe that the rep student site councils would be covered under the ELAC-DLAC groups?
No, I see them as being different. They sometimes work together. But I school councils, I think, make decisions in terms of how site money is being spent. And I don't know, does DLAC and DPAC, it would be the DPAC, do they meet
yes.
with the school
yes.
They are part of that organization?
Yes.
That structure?
Yes.
Okay. Well, if they are the same, then I'm okay. But if there's different in the role or different, then no, I'm not.
Okay. Well, I guess we could look into that and see if there's a difference, and if it is not like what you're looking for, we could definitely have it added.
Okay, I'm good with that. Thank you.
Thank you. I would like to. Recommend. I know I've worked with and Trustee Hall worked with the Madres Unidas, the San Isidro chapter. I'd like to have them added to the group list, as well as the I work with with the South Bay Forum, a group of Latino leaders that help, and I'd like to have them added to the list. And then go ahead.